Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for QXO. Hey everyone, I'm thrilled to dive into this company with you today because there's a lot to unpack here for long-term investors looking to build wealth. If you're not familiar with QXO, let me give you the quick rundown. This isn't a household name like some of the tech giants, so let's set the stage. QXO operates in a niche within its industry, delivering specialized products and services that cater to a specific market segment. Based on the data we've got, they're positioned in a competitive sector, and their market cap reflects a company that's still carving out its space. So whether you're already holding shares or just curious, let's break down what makes QXO tick, where it stands today, and what could shape its future. Before we jump into the SWOT framework, let's touch on some recent headlines and performance trends to get a feel for the current vibe around QXO. From the news snippets we've reviewed, there's been some buzz about strategic moves or partnerships that could signal a shift in their trajectory. Think game changers that might impact their growth story. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some interesting movement over the past few months. We're seeing volatility in the short term with mixed results over the last 3 to 6 months. But there's a longer-term trend that suggests either resilience or concern, depending on how you slice it compared to industry benchmarks. Stick with me as we dig deeper into whether these short-term swings are noise or a signal for something bigger in the long haul. Now, let's get into the meat of it with our SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll keep this conversational and packed with insights so you can weigh the pros and cons for your portfolio. Strengths. First up, QXO has a solid foundation in its core operations. Looking at their financials, revenue has been trending positively over recent years, which shows they're not just sitting still, they're growing their top line. For a company in this space, that's a big green flag for long-term potential. Another plus is their profitability metrics. Their gross profit margin stands out as competitive within the industry, meaning they're keeping a good chunk of what they earn after costs. That efficiency can be a cushion during tougher times. From the balance sheet, their current ratio looks healthy, suggesting they've got enough liquidity to handle short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. That's the kind of stability we love to see as investors. Lastly, insights from recent earnings call transcripts highlight management's focus on innovation. They're not just coasting, they're actively talking about reinvesting into areas that could drive future growth. That forward-thinking mindset could pay off down the road. Weaknesses. On the flip side, there are some red flags we can't ignore. One big concern is their debt-to-equity ratio. It's on the higher side, which means they're carrying a decent load of debt compared to their equity base. If interest rates climb or cash flow tightens, this could become a real headache. Another issue is their net profit margin. While gross margins are strong, the bottom line isn't as impressive. This suggests high operating expenses or other costs eating into profits. And for long-term investors, that's something to monitor closely. Performance data also shows that QXO has underperformed its sector over certain timeframes, particularly in the last year. That lag compared to peers could signal internal inefficiencies or a lack of competitive edge in key areas. Lastly, their dividend yield, if any, isn't exactly turning heads. For income-focused investors in our audience, this might not be the stock to bank on for steady payouts. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to the exciting stuff, where QXO could shine. One big opportunity lies in their geographic or product segment revenue breakdowns. There are regions or categories showing stronger growth, and if they double down on those, it could unlock serious value. Imagine them scaling up in a high-demand market. That's the kind of move that gets investors hyped. Industry trends also play in their favor. Their sector is seeing steady growth with positive performance metrics across the board over the last few years. If QXO can ride that wave and capture more market share, the upside could be significant. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts seem to have a cautiously optimistic view. The average forward PE suggests the stock might be reasonably valued with room to grow if they hit their earnings targets. That's a signal for us to keep an eye on upcoming quarters. Finally, recent news hints at potential strategic initiatives. whether it's a new partnership or product launch. If these pan out, they could be catalysts that shift the narrative and drive both short-term pops and long-term gains. Threats. Now let's talk risks, because we've got to keep it real. One major threat is the competitive pressure in their industry. With peers showing stronger performance in some metrics, QXO risks losing ground if they don't innovate fast enough or control costs better. Another concern is their exposure to economic cycles. Given their sector's sensitivity to broader market conditions, a downturn could hit their revenue hard, especially with that debt load I mentioned earlier weighing them down. From the news, there's also chatter about regulatory or market-specific challenges that could impact their operations. Any negative developments here could spook investors and drag on the stock, at least in the short to medium term. Lastly, their free cash flow yield isn't as robust as I'd like to see. Limited free cash flow could constrain their ability to invest in growth or weather unexpected storms, which is a risk for anyone thinking long term. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's tie it all together with a few final thoughts. QXO is a mixed bag, folks. On one hand, they've got a growing revenue base and some promising opportunities to capitalize on industry trends or strategic moves. On the other, that debt burden and underwhelming bottom-line performance are real hurdles that could cap their potential if not addressed. For long-term investors, this isn't a slam dunk, but it's not a write-off either. It's the kind of stock where you want to watch management's next moves closely, especially how they handle debt and whether those growth initiatives from the earnings calls actually materialize. I'd love to hear what you think. Drop a comment with your take on QXO or any other stocks you're eyeing. And if you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.